Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 21, we were talking about David continuing to depend on his own wisdom rather than trusting God. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now let's go on in this chapter and read verses 8 through 15, which completes the chapter. And as old Paul Harvey used to say, and get the rest of the story. And David said unto Ahimelech, And is there not here under thine hand spear or sword? For I have neither brought my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. Still using the lie at the base of his request. And the priest said, The sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom thou slewest in the valley of Elah, behold, it is here, wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. Thou wilt take that, take it, for there's no other save that here. David said, There's none like that, give it me. And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul. And he went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, Is not this David the king of the land? Did not they sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s? And David laid up these words in his heart, and was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them, and feigned himself mad in their hands, and scrabbled on the doors of the gate, and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. Then said Achish unto his servants, Lo, you see the man is mad. Wherefore then have you brought him to me? Have I need of a madman, that ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house? Now, here's David. He flees from Saul. But again, he's depending on his own wisdom, his own wit. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established, Proverbs 16 tells us. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us to not to lean on our own understanding. And that's what David is doing. He's leaning on his own understanding. And what we've got to understand is that you may be a brilliant man as far as the world is concerned, but our understanding is still corrupted. Education does not equal wisdom. And so trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. But don't stop there. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. You see, David runs, but he has not acknowledged God. So, God doesn't direct this path. David's lying. People die. But now here, in verse 8, David made a request for a weapon. And it's not necessarily wrong to look for the tools you need to carry out your duty before God, but we do not see David asking God for that guidance. Again, let's look back at chapter 22, verse 9 and 10. Doeg, the Edomite, which was set over the servants of Saul, said, I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob, to Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, and he inquired of the Lord for him, gave him victuals, and gave him the sword of Goliath, the Philistine. Don't you just want to say, tattletale, shut up, you know, and I'm sure that that was in the heart and mind of Dave. Well, verse 15, Ahimelech says, that I then begin to inquire of God for him? Be it far from me. Let not the king impute anything unto his servant, nor to all the house of my father, for thy servant knew nothing of all this, less or more. Now, Doeg lied about the inquiring of the Lord. And we can point our finger and say, that what's wrong with him? That was a lie. But David lied to the priest. David lied to the priest. Doeg lied about the priest. In Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9, the Lord says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Although David knows God's will, he did not trust God to work it out. He turned to the flesh. And so, again, he leans to his own understanding and doesn't acknowledge him. In talking to Samuel, Jonathan, and Ahimelech, David mentioned the Lord and speaks in spiritual type of terms. Why do so many people in God's service get into the world or get their heart in the things of this world? It so easily leads to destruction. Sometimes we lean on our own understanding, and there is the momentary success, but we don't see the big-time failure. I've seen it over the years. Sometimes in the ministry, one begins to believe that he is the one who built the church. He is the one that made that particular revival. He is the one that made that particular Sunday school campaign. He is the one that has made such and such a thing successful. And that he deserves accolades. His thought, he may even share it with others. It would not have happened if it weren't for me, is the attitude. Well, that happens with pastors, that happens with Sunday school teachers and other lay workers who assume that what has been accomplished is through their acumen and experience and expertise. Let me give you a revelation here, okay? And it's not a revelation, it's just a truth that sometimes is not seen. Never in the history of mankind has ingenuity been the reason for success in God's ministry among men. On the contrary, man's feeble efforts and forceful intrusion in the work of God has been the source of ruin, tragedy, disgrace. As old Nebuchadnezzar, who was the sovereign of Babylon, we must come to the end of ourselves, as Daniel 4:37, this testimony. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, those that walk in pride. He is able to abase. Paul, listen. This push, this onward push for self-fulfillment is a mind that thinks only of this life and does not have eternity in its heart. My friend, these are the people that try to live as if nobody else in the world is important but them, that the world revolves around them. They use people, even people in church, as mere tools to get where they're going. They say they love everybody. But the truth of the matter is, they love only themselves. And the only kind of love that they really have for other people, you might say, is utilitarian love. They just love people that they can use. A lot of people never get beyond that. They're in church, they're in religious work, but they get to that point that they'll step on and walk over and step over whomever they have to get what they want. Well, as they sow those seeds, they'll reap them. Saved, if they're saved, so as by fire. You see, so often, make the same mistake as David, and we turn to the arm of flesh. And what an error that is. I was talking with some people that watched a presentation by video means, I think it was a DVD means of some kind like that, where John Piper, who is a Calvinist, was making a presentation. Usually I don't go into these names things, but he was telling his people how to infiltrate non-Calvinist churches, Baptist churches, what have you, and just really go in there. When they ask you, are you a Calvinist? No, I'm a strong believer in missions, and we've got to go all the way around the world. We've got to reach the world. And all they get going on like that. But the truth of the matter is, they avoid the question with a walk around it, but never touch it answer. And so they do that, and they get strong in the missions. And over the time that they start out in the church like that, especially if they're a preacher, they are told, you know, you preach missions, but as you're preaching, begin to quote the Calvinist authors. Begin to quote the institutes. Begin to quote men after our tradition. Down the road, you can bring this in and take the other out. Well, you see, that is so unethical. That is the arm of flesh. And it is depending on a method and a style, but not the power of the Holy Spirit. Why do they do that? Because false doctrine cannot stand on its own. It has to break ethics to accomplish anything. That is why. And so, if you want me to apologize for that, you've got a long, long wait. When eternity is over, you might get me there to apologize for that. But I will not apologize for telling the truth. So, people, they talk the language just like David does here. Talks to men of God. A semblance of righteousness.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.